Hey, you. Yes, you, silly. Don't look so weirded out. I know we haven't spoken before, but there has to be a first time for everything, right? The truth is, lately I've been kinda curious about you. I've seen you around since forever, but this semester we share like 3 classes. So I figured it was about time I made my move. My name is... Oh, you already know who I am. Oh, that makes things easier. And you are? Oh. That's like one of my favorite names. I think we're gonna get along just great. So, what are you doing after this? Well, that sounds peaceful, but not too much fun. Do you mind if I suggest an alternative? Well, it's simple. You just gotta hang out with me instead, silly. How does that sound? Glad you could see reason. Come on, follow me. No need to be so nervous. I'm guessing it's your first time in the girls' dorm. But you'll be fine, I promise. This is my room here. Come on in. Oh, and you can close the door. Thanks. Good. Now, have a seat here on the bed, right next to me. Don't be shy. I want to show you something. I think it might help us get along. Well, I went on a walk this morning, and the scenery was just majestic. So I took plenty of photos. So here, have a look at my phone. Wow. It was my idea, but I'm still surprised that it worked. To think I would find an honest-to-God hypnosis app. I've always been a little interested in hypnosis, but there's so much stuff you need to practice. I never had time for any of that. But to find an app for it, just like in those books, technology is, like, really crazy these days, right? Obviously, I'm not complaining, though. Because of technology, I get to have you here like this. You need me to explain what just happened? Because I kinda did that already. For a nerd, you sure are dumb. I just said I hypnotized you. Oh, I see the problem now. You don't feel like you're hypnotized. Then how about some proof? Sit, boy. Very good. Oh, you look so confused. Your body is moving on its own and you don't know why. You poor thing. But that's the power of this app. Cool, right? Guess you can't really appreciate it at a time like this. I could probably make you. I'm sure it would be hilarious. But I spent enough time conditioning you, rearranging your personality just a little bit. I had to specify a lot of things. Stuff you can and can't do to me, for example. No matter how much you may want to, you can't purposely cause me any physical harm without my permission. Anyway, it was a boring process, so I just made you forget the whole experience. Now we can focus on the fun stuff. Why do you look so disappointed? Is this not what you expected when a girl invited you over to her room? I guess I got your hopes up, huh? Did you really think I wanted to get close to you? I just need your help testing out this thing I found, and I can already tell you are going to be very helpful, whether you want to be or not. Tell me the truth, boy. What did you expect when we came here? Well, okay, that was too honest. You really thought we were gonna fuck. Just like that? That's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, I mean it. If you wanna fuck, then I will fuck. You're mine. Leaving you a gaping mess for me to play with until I get bored. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Say yes, boy. Very good. I appreciate your obedience, even if it's coerced. It's still refreshing. Not many people listen to me, not really. But that all changes now that I have you. You'll do anything I say. Like, if I wanted you to take off all your clothes. I tried my best to say it without making it an order, just to see that look on your face. But I'm serious. If you came here expecting sex, you must be pretty pent up. But don't worry, we can do something about that. So take them off. Now. And the underwear. Not half bad. I was worried I may have drawn the short straw when I picked you, but certainly that is not the case at all. You can have some fun with that big cock of yours. After all, I am now your favorite person in this whole goddamn world. You worship at my feet. Literally. You are in love with my feet. You can't stop thinking about them. You almost don't even have time to consider the rest of my body. My luscious legs just take up too much of your headspace. So go on, kneel down, and worship them. Good. Now give them a little kiss. No, they need a little more. Give them a stronger kiss. God, this is hard to watch, but also very addicting. Do you want to lick them? Of course you do, you fucking degenerate. Go ahead, lick them. You have my permission. Now this is a great photo. It really captures your enthusiasm. Don't be silly. Why would I delete my insurance? This hypnosis thing is the absolute shadiest thing I've ever seen. No way I can trust it works as intended. Just in case it doesn't, I'll need something else to keep you in your place, beneath me. But you enjoy it there, because that puts you closer to my feet. You can't even deny it now. That's good. So be honest. What do you want to do with my feet? Are you kidding me right now? You want to fuck them. Not suck, with an S. You want to fuck my feet. No, the thing is, I'd understand if you said you wanted a foot job. That's pretty tame, to be honest. But to phrase it the way you did, you really were a degenerate this whole time, huh? No, don't get it twisted, boy. I did not make you say it that way. I only asked you to be honest. But don't worry, I'll reward your honesty. If you want to fuck my feet, then you can. Here. I'll lay on my stomach like this, so you can have my feet all to yourself. Yes, I'm serious. You have fun. I have some TikToks I want to watch anyway. What? Are you disappointed that I'm not taking care of you myself? Do you really think you even deserve that? You are just a worm that longs to crawl beside me, and you think you deserve my attention? How dare you? If I ever catch you with that look again, you won't even be allowed to even look at them. Do you understand me? Luckily, I'm still in a good mood. So go ahead. Use my feet. It's all you're gonna get, so you better enjoy it. Oh, wow, you are really going for it. See? No reason to be disappointed. This is clearly good enough for you. Hell, it's definitely more than a brain-dead loser like you deserves. Tell me, how do they feel? I guess your vocabulary melted along with your brain. So that was a silly question. You're only focused on grabbing my feet and pressing them around that tremendous cock that is completely wasted on you. That's all you can think about. That's all you have. When you get back home, you'll try to jerk off to the memory, but you won't be able to. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm telling you that you will no longer be able to satisfy yourself without me you'll be nothing. Well, even with me, you're nothing. But at least I can make you feel good sometimes. When I'm in the mood, anyway. From now on, you'll have to work for it. Earn it. Otherwise, your dick will never know release ever again. If you understand, then come already. So sticky and gross. When exactly did I give you permission to shoot your smelly jizz all over my feet? No, I'm not upset. I just need you to fix this. I'll even turn around and give you some of that attention you wanted so badly. Do you like this view? With my legs up in the air like this, you can see right up my skirt, can't you? But you're only focused on my legs. This app is the best. Anyway, you got my feet all dirty, so you're going to clean them. The same way you do when you jack off on your own. You're going to use a tissue. No, don't look over there. You are my tissue now. Rub my feet against your face until they shine. I don't care how long it takes. Ugh, I can feel your breath against them. Are you really that happy to be smothered in your own cum? Was I really attending school with such a gross weirdo? I changed my mind. I need you to wrap this up so I can get away from you. Lick them clean, but don't swallow or spit out any of it. Oh, yes, that's the way. Good, good. And the other one? Don't mind me. Just keep going. You actually did a good job. Now stick out your tongue. That is beautiful. The more insurance, the better. Besides, you have a pretty nice face, so I can just use this for myself. Yeah, this worked out even better than I expected. Put your clothes back on, boy. You can go now. But you'll be hearing from me. We already exchanged numbers while you were blacked out, and you're not able to delete my contact info. So just look forward to our next meeting. Does that work for you? It does? Good. So, get out already.